Yeah. Welcome to episode what? Where are we at? Episode what?
This guy, man.
Episode 4? I didn't start off right?
Yes, episode 4.
All right, Darwin.
Season
all right,
two.
Let me take it back. All right. We got to start it off right for Darwin. Y'all ready? Here we go. Welcome. This is season 2, episode 4 of the Tech Hustle.
Cuatro.
There we go. Cut. You got to be speaking Creole in the background for us, Raymond.
Four.
Quick introduction of the crew. What's up, D-Hustle? What's good?
What's going on, everybody?
All right. And then we got my main man, Raymond. Don't call him Rayway. What's up, kid?
So what's up? Morning.
All right. We're about morning. To jump into a conversation here. The music
beautiful
already
day.
Died off a little bit.
Yeah, hit the back it. Up, kid. Right into it, baby. Stop
yeah,
playing
around. I feel you, though. We got a really, really tight show today. We have a few topics that we're going to cover, and I want to give y'all a quick rundown of what we already talked about in the background and give y'all some good insights into this world of technology and engineering here at the Tech Hustle.
Beautiful.
All right. So we got the quick team introduction that we, you know, I don't know, D Hustle, you need another introduction? I know you like the mic shine, right? No?
Nah,
that's me, bro. Give me the mic. But I'm going to do a little tech talk. Today I'm going to be talking about the Linux boot process.
Okay.
We're going to dive a little bit deeper into this idea of what it is in terms of being an engineer and skill sets you need to develop as an engineer, especially after our last talk yesterday or right. last week about LeetCode. Mm-hmm. We're going to have D Hustle giving us some quick news. Raymond, don't call him Ray. My guy. He got some updates on a few good things. D Hustle come back with some sports, current events, some sponsorship.
Yes, sir.
And definitely big shout outs to our sponsors. And then I'll close us out for today. Well, let's give one for our shout out for our sponsors. Yeah, for sure. Definitely want to put in a plug real quick. Call to action here. I want y'all to follow us on all platforms, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, it all. We're out there on Twitter.
I don't want excuses.
I don't want to hear no excuses. Y'all can't find us because we're on all podcast platforms. Look up the Tech Hustle. We here.
Look it up.
And let me throw another plug in there. We're building the community. Follow us on Discord. Come along. We got some really cool conversations going on, and we're really dropping some knowledge on tech. So
please, sense.
Yeah, for sure.
I got a lot to say.
You didn't want the mic earlier. What do you mean you got a lot to say,
D? Well, it depends what they say.
I know you got something for us coming up soon. All right, so give me a little bit of intro for the tech talk. We're going to jump into something real quick. What you got on the mic, kid?
What I got on the mic? Oh, man, you know.
Yeah. Oh, my guy. That's what I'm talking about. Well, we're going to jump right into the tech talk, and we're going to be talking about something that we're carrying over from last week.
Okay.
So one cool thing about the Tech Hustle is that we definitely are for the culture, for the vibe, and we have more of the contents that we're going to go over. But remember, tech is foundational to what we're bringing to the conversation here. And last week I talked about something called LeetCode.
Yes, sir.
I got a few good response from that.
Yeah.
I had some peers in the industry really hit me up and be like, yo, what you talking is some good ish. You need to say it louder so everybody else can hear it.
Say it louder.
That's what I'm about to do. You know what I'm saying?
Say
but big shout outs to all the people that, you know, definitely show some love.
Shout outs to them.
Mention, you know, the feedback from last episode and definitely inspiring me to really dive even deeper into the concept of engineering and technology. More specifically, today we're going to talk about systems engineering and something that I question engineers whenever we go through an interview process.
What's your question then?
So the cool thing about being a systems engineer is that we like to dive deeper into concepts, not just know how to do it, but really know how to do it or how it works, right? And one of the things that I ask engineers whenever I'm interviewing, especially for systems engineering roles, this is systems administration, DevOps, right, even site reliability engineering roles. There's a question that I always ask is like, hey, can you describe to me what the Linux boot process is?
Oh.
Now, the reason why I'm asking this question is, or showcasing this question is, based on our conversation last week, we're not using like a LeetCode, you know, prompt, write some code, but I'm actually want to hear you talk about tech.
Right.
This is how I know if you really down or you really understand what's going on by asking you questions like that, the Linux boot process. And we're actually going to walk through it because it looks like it's about 8 steps. And this is the part of the conversation that I'm hoping that people get some nuggets on the level of engineering that we bring to the table. So give me a round of applause for those that still tuned in. Let's get at it. All right. So when I ask this interview question, what is the Linux boot process? And follow us on our newsletter, another plug. I follow this other newsletter. It's called Byte Byte Go. And they are really publishing some really cool content. So much so that I'm going to be running some workshops talking about this stuff even more, but I'm going to give you a quick sample of what the Linux boot process is, an interview question, but also how I expect people to respond to it if you're interviewing for a systems engineer, DevOps, and, you know, system administrator position. All right. So when you press the button on a computer, right?
Right. Which button?
The power button, the one in the front.
Let's be clear, because sometimes I got you.
The one that you're going to see a little blue or green light spinning up, right? In general, just igniting the computer to start up.
Right.
And one of the things that is really cool about defining what this process is, especially during the interview, is let me know how much you really know. Because the first thing that happens when you press that power button is that you have something on the computer called a BIOS. You ever heard of that before?
Yes.
That's like a little mini computer that holds basically a small little operating system that basically boots up the computer and tell the computer where to find the first location of the boot order and or what devices to boot off of. Now, some newer versions of hardware may have something called a UEFI, which is very similar to a BIOS. And more or less, it's just going through the process of posting. Basically, that's the power on self-test. I don't know if y'all ever experienced this, especially if you've ever taken the A-plus and done some, you know, hardware administration. If you've ever accidentally put computer parts in the wrong position and you start the computer up, it starts to beep. It goes beep. And it's basically saying like, hey, I can't do a successful boot and or post, which is like, hey, power on self-test, test all the components, test the memory, test the network, test the CPU, just testing that everything is in the right place. And if you can't get past that first step, the computer will not turn on. All right.
Interesting.
So after it goes through the BIOS and goes through the boot process, more specifically the post, it moves on to defining where the operating system loading image is. And this is more or less usually on the local hard drive. So inside of a computer, you have a hard drive. And inside that hard drive, there's a certain section on the actual hard drive that is dedicated for the bootloader.
Okay.
Now, this specific bootloader is telling the computer, like, hey, where do I find my operating system? But also load any extra drivers that I might need because I got some extra connections. Maybe I got 10 network connections, two network connections. Maybe I have this PCI device that needs an extra driver, or I have some RAID controllers that need the drivers before I load the operating system. But more specifically, this bootloader image is located at the beginning of the hard drive. But the cool thing about computers is that you can boot from a hard drive or you can boot from a USB drive. You ever seen that before? Somebody pop in a USB? So you can pop in a USB, turn your computer on, and then your computer boots up to that USB. And it's because the operating system or the bootloader is on that USB. And then another one that we use in a corporate, more or less when you're building large data centers and a lot of computers, is you use something called like a Pixie boot. Now, this is booting across the internet, or not the internet, booting, you could boot across the internet, but booting across your internal network. Basically, your internal network has the bytes that you need for the operating system to load, and then you can boot that way.
Got it.
Now, once you get past this boot loading process from powering on, doing a BIOS, post, and finding the device that has your bootloader, is you actually load up the kernel. Now, the kernel, if you're not familiar with that, is the low-level interface for user space applications to access low-level kernel APIs, like accessing devices, accessing network devices, drivers, being able to do system calls and things like that. But you specifically need a kernel to be able to access that. Most of us don't even recognize it. And I'll tell you when you see it. You ever boot up, especially if you have a Mac, you ever boot up your Mac and then all of a sudden you see the Mac logo there and it's just turning and loading and loading and loading before the screen pops up for you to log in? That loading is basically the kernel loading in the background. They're just not showing you all of the things that it's doing. Windows has the same thing too. When you boot up a Windows computer, it kind of have like a Windows logo that constantly loads until it gives you the prompt. But more or less, what's going on in the background there is services are starting up, applications are starting up, and one of the last applications that start up is that login screen for you to log into the computer. Right. Now, I'm briefly summarizing a few cool things about the Linux boot process, but one of the ones that I always listen for during an interview is to see if they know what the subsystem and or the init system is that boots up a computer. Oh. So back in the days, we used to use something called System 5, which had a very serialized boot order. It actually booted everything in a serialized way versus what we use now, which is a really cool tech called System D. Now, if you're not familiar with Systemd, definitely check it out online. It basically streamlines the boot process so that multiple services can start up at the same time, but more or less you're able to manage it in a more aggregated way. It's really cool. I remember working in the environment when they first came out, or when I was working at the keyboard when it first came out. I hated it, but now I actually really start to, I really like it. I don't know if I love it yet, but I like it better. But Systemd is really cool, and it has a lot of cool subsystems. And then the last process is the bootloader, or actually the login screen. So whenever that Apple sign goes away and then you're finally able to log in, or on a Linux computer, you actually get a prompt for you to type in your username and password.
Right.
That means the computer has loaded and you're ready to actually take action.
So what happens if it's been taking a long time for it to load?
Ooh, that's a good question. It's usually something inside the logs and or the screen, the diagnostic screens, because when the kernel or when the computer boots up, it likes to throw a lot of messages on the screen so you can see what's going on, so that if you do have any issues, you can diagnose it right away.
I thought it was a battery issue.
That's the first thing.
The first thing is a battery.
That's the first thing you think. And technically, the BIOS, that little computer that's on a computer, requires a battery. So I don't know if you've ever seen it on a motherboard, there's like this little round battery. That battery is specifically for the BIOS, so that the BIOS can load up and also have that stuff in memory.
Interesting.
Yeah. So we're coming to the end of just talking about the boot process. But the key thing here is if y'all go back and listen to what I'm talking about, this is the level of tech that I'm always looking for.
Bars.
Enjoyable. Bars, right? They're not ready for it yet.
They're not ready for it.
I don't even think that they see it yet. But once they go back and watch the recording.
Bring my guy out. Please. You know? He's on fire right now.
For sure.
Let him know what's going on.
I appreciate the love, D. But in general, I just want to inspire you all to really dive deep in engineering, dive deep in the tech that you're working in, really understand what's going on, so that when you go and talk to these people about a job opportunity and or leveling up at your current position, you can really, really showcase them where you're at in your journey. So big shout outs to the person that told me, hey, why don't you go talk
shout
a little bit more
him.
Tech? Let's take it up a notch.
I don't know who you are, but we appreciate you.
We definitely do appreciate you. It's actually a mentee of mine. Big shout outs to Trayvon. What's going
Trayvon's
on, player?
Trayvon's in the house. Now the name comes out.
Yeah.
Trayvon's in the house.
What's going on? All right. So if y'all interested in following along a little bit more about learning the specific boot process about Linux, subscribe to our newsletter. This is another plug. I'm waiting for y'all to pull up. We're trying to up our numbers, and we drop in gems on a daily basis. So, or actually on a monthly basis. I apologize. Right, Raymond? Raymond running our newsletter.
Monthly.
I forgot Raymond was here. Raymond, say something. Talk to me.
Question for you, Bobby,
okay,
about the Linux and... Is Unix, is that the same thing, Linux and Unix?
The thing about Unix is maybe more considered the foundation to the operating system style. And when they actually created Linux, the reason why they created Linux is because you had to pay to get Unix. So they were like, hey, why don't we create an open source operating system based off of the Unix operating system, and we're going to call it Linux.
Oh,
so that's
nice.
Why it kind of favors each other. In terms of commands, the use case, Bash is obviously one of the foundational things that you have on Unix and Linux machines, but they are totally different operating systems.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was always curious about that, if it was like a different flavor or if they're the same thing.
Yeah, they're definitely different flavor. One is more proprietary, but Unix in general, you can find it out in the open source, but Linux is more of an open source operating system. And let me tell you, most of the world's computing power runs on Linux.
Right.
Y'all don't know like the amount of computers that run Linux. And that's why I always promote this as a skill for y'all to develop. Because, hey, if y'all looking for a job, why not find a job in something that nobody else knows that it's out there and it's well used? Because every computer, I mean, even Androids is running Linux.
Okay.
Right. Mac computers, they're running a Linux type operating system, or more closer to a Unix operating system. But more in general, that skill set is something that I want the community to get familiarized with. Systems administration, Linux administration. But holla at your boy, because I'm trying to level everybody up.
So let me give you something here I had a long time ago.
What
like,
up,
maybe
D?
Maybe like 5-7 years ago when I heard about Linux. I was like, damn, I've seen Linux before and worked with Linux before. But here's the thing. There's two different types of Linux back in the days that I was looking. There was the Linux. I used to go to Orlando consistently to take the kids to Disney and shit. And there used to be a bus service called Linux that drives from one port to another location, to another location. And then when I heard a guy, it's like, hey, I was there. I was on Linux, et cetera, et cetera. I was like, is this guy talking about the bus? It's like, he in the bus. He's working on computers. He's talking about working in a bus company. Like,
you know?
Is this, I'm serious. And then I got down further on. I was like, No, it's actually a software that they use. It ain't a bus thing. Where the heck did you get this bus idea, Linux? But it just didn't matter. It
didn't connect.
2 + 2 wasn't there
for you. Yeah, I feel you.
So that's crazy.
Well, I'm excited you're leveling up and really just, you know, exactly, letting people know, hey, it's all right if you don't know it.
I didn't know.
Question it, and then you get some more clarity.
Always
and guess
ask
what?
Questions.
Always ask questions. All right, now, so thank y'all so much for tuning in to the Tech Talk. We're definitely looking forward to continuing this conversation.
We all appreciate you. Thank you.
All right, D, sounds like you got you up next, player. What's good with you, man?
No, I got something. I'll save the best for last at the end, but did you hear about Google having the biggest AI launch of the year?
Wow.
It's supposed to be coming, but it's not far enough yet.
They chasing, bro. Google, let me tell you, Google, and this is the funny thing. AI, the idea of language models and how language models run now is based off a Google paper, a research paper that Google did. Yep. They actually had a team under their Google X project that does something called DeepMind. They basically created one of the first AIs to beat everybody in a game called Go. It's like a chess game.
Go, go.
I don't know if that's the intro for it, but that's the Pokemon one, right? But in general, the AI learned how to play so well that it beat a grandmaster of that game, Go. So they are for sure very familiar with this space, but for some reason it feels like they've been left behind. So they finally gonna come out with something or take it to the next level.
Yeah, because I mean, remember, was it last year, remember Darwin, didn't they have like the gentleman in there that kind of went and spilled the secrets about how the AI was so real, and they ended up firing this guy. So then they just kind of went off and got left behind, and then ChatGPT just kind of stole the show, and it sounds like they're trying to get back in the game now. So
I will say that they've been laying low for a reason, and I think this might be one of the times for them to announce some big stuff, you know?
Could be. But do you think AI has been in the game for a long time? We just now recently figuring out. Have you ever seen that movie War Games?
Yeah, yes. I remember that. Yeah,
with
yeah.
that freaking computer just starting to
take over, right?
Try to take over.
Yeah, for sure,
that
man.
That reminds me of that, man. That's some scary stuff.
I gotta see when that movie was made.
Yeah, I think it was like in the 80s, no?
It was.
Yeah, 82.
82.
Wow. Oh, no, I'm sorry. 83. I apologize. 1983. I was 1 year. That star was born already, bro. I was already on this planet.
I hear you.
Yeah, but it's kind of crazy that those type of movies were already created, and now we're in this era where we really do have computers that potentially could do this.
Yep.
For sure. So what's next up on the list, player?
You know, Mr. Nuggets guy.
Ooh, we coming up to Raymond. Don't call him Ray Ray. What's up, Raymond Nuggets? What's up, player?
What's up, Bobby? What's up, D?
What's going on there, player?
All right. So I don't know if you guys heard. You saw the announcement there. Mr. Elon Musk himself. Finally, right? Since 2019, this is not a myth anymore. It looks like the Cybertruck is real, and it is coming out.
Yeah,
and my son is already telling me this is the best car you need to get.
No way!
Yeah, he's all just sending that's videos.
Justin. Justin is the one that's definitely giving me. Yeah. I love Justin in the background motivating you, kid.
Just dad, this is the car you need to get. It's the best. It's faster than the Porsche 911. Mm. So, but yeah,
I think he's seen that clip. That's what it was. Yeah,
which one he saw?
Well, there's a clip out there right now that the Cybertruck, actually one of my favorite cars, a Porsche GT3, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know why they didn't put the RS in there, but anyway, that's another story. How the truck is hauling a Porsche.
Hauling a Porsche.
Uh-huh. And the GT3 is on the left-hand side by itself, and it beats the GT3.
Wow. So it's towing another car, and it's racing another Porsche, and the Cybertruck came out on top.
Yes.
Yeah, so that was enough for my son to tell me that, Dad, you need to get the Cybertruck, so...
And you know what? We had talked about it last week in terms of just the shape, the look of it, or a few weeks ago. I don't know if I'm ready for Demolition Man, bro.
Oh, shit.
I don't know if I'm ready.
I'm going to have to be Wesley Snipes.
You know what? I was like looking at this thing. It's ugly. I'm not. But after watching the video and the promotions, I'm like, and I'm all into it now.
I apologize. It's a Porsche 911. Let me get
he beat up a Porsche 911?
911.
Oh.
Let me go ahead and bring you... give you this here real
quick. Share the link real quick with me. Let me pull it up on the big screen.
Share the link. But back to...
So what do you guys think? It's like three flavors that are coming out.
Is there three flavors?
Yes.
So it ain't 31 Baskin-Robbins, baby. I'll tell you one thing.
What? I mean, it's going to be crazy if in general,
check that out.
They come out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a flavors. Truck guy, but I'm intrigued though, Bobby. I'm intrigued.
You are intrigued.
I'm intrigued.
I want Bobby just to visualize it here.
All right, here we go. We're gonna play it real quick.
He might have to get something different. Yeah.
We'll put the link in the newsletter. The Tesla's at the line. What is it called? Cybertruck?
Cybertruck, which is the Porsche 911.
The green Porsche 911 with a camera on the outside.
You don't get me wrong.
I mean, it got some get up though. I'm not gonna front. And guess what? The whole video. The whole video, they didn't even show that it was towing the car until the end of the video.
The end of the video.
That is what's up, bro.
I think it was the drive. I think the Porsche could have took it. I don't know.
You would have took it.
I would have took it.
If you had the 240, it would have been a wrap.
Guarantee. A done deal for him.
Oh, boy. But, yo, we'll make sure we keep that, post that link for y'all to check a look at it.
That's crazy.
But big ups to Elon and manufacturing this Cybertruck.
Oh, talk about Elon, man. Did you guys hear that the CEO of Amazon is investing in SpaceX?
What?
I guess they want to get like
so Jeff is going to go invest in it?
Yeah, Jeff. I call him Benzo. You know? It's Benzo.
I saw that. Yeah, so.
What do you think about that, Raymond?
That was interesting because they're both, those two are always going at it. They're very competitive. So, like Doran was saying, it looks like... the Amazon CEO, his space company, they're going to use Elon Musk's, what is it called?
SpaceX
to bring up some satellites.
Wow.
So I guess they're both going to be in the business of trying to.
I low-key feel like they've been playing this game with each other to see who can outperform and shooting things up in space. And it sounds like SpaceX is winning this, huh?
Well, yes, it is.
They are going to be in a partnership. They're going to use their services. So they both are going to be giving out the satellite internet. So
wow. Yo, that's the next big business. I know we had talked about it briefly last week, but Starlink, and now Amazon's getting into this?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I guess Amazon's a little late, don't you think? Starlink has been ahead of the game.
Listen, there's nothing wrong with Pepsi, right? Coca-Cola exists and Pepsi still came out, right?
That's true.
So somebody else need to give them some competition. And if anybody could, Jeff could definitely afford it for sure.
Definitely,
I thought that was interesting. Two competitors there, they are actually going to be doing business together.
Yeah. Big shout out to them and see.
Those damn Cybertrucks, I'll tell you, bro.
Yeah.
Have you seen the one with the Cybertruck that the guy, it was bulletproof?
I saw that.
Was shooting it with a machine gun on it.
Oh, word?
Like, it's bulletproof. Like, who the fuck are we trying to fight?
That's why I said it's Demolition Man all over again. Yeah. It's like, we're getting ready for something,
There's
bro.
No paint on it or anything. It's like some kind of special metal. It's like,
got night vision, too, I bet you.
I get a trigger. Bulletproof?
Yeah,
that's
a bit.
That's my concern. I'm like, come on, man.
That's a bit much.
Does Eli know something I don't know about? Let me be prepared.
So Raymond, you definitely gonna cop one? Because if the lights go off, I'm coming to your house, bro.
Yeah,
I'm not getting a Cybertruck.
Like, 80 to 100 grand, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
The Cyber Beast is the top of the line. That one's 100 grand.
Oh, 100 grand?
Entry level is 50,000, and then they got a mid level that's like.
So entry level doesn't come with bulletproof? I just want to make sure.
Entry level just come with tape on it.
Yeah. I mean, is now Eli watching freaking, you know, Scarface movies when he says when Tony went to the dealership and bulletproof that money?
Yeah.
What's going on here? Yeah. Is he taking clips from every movie now?
He said, wrote off the manufacturing floor with bulletproof. Yeah. That's crazy.
Another 30 grand bulletproof.
Yeah, for sure. And I bet you those windows got some weight on it, too.
It's a heavy car.
Yeah, for sure.
So I guarantee, I'm thinking that it looks almost compatible to the Hummer H1.
Yeah, that's a good comparison.
Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, he's late, you know, because you got Ford's got an electric truck, and you got the other electric truck company that's out there. I can't think of their name.
Yeah,
but we'll see how the Cybertruck does.
Everybody's competing.
That's crazy, man.
So what else you got going on in your Nuggets, Raymond?
Another thing that dropped last night.
Hold on. Give me music. There we go. Go ahead. What's up, player?
Is there any gamers or anything? But. Rockstar, which is a software company that makes Grand Theft Auto, has been teasing us for the last 12 years. This has been like a myth now if this thing is real. And finally, they dropped the GTA 6 trailer last night.
This holiday.
So that brought Twitter up in arms and everybody else. And I sent the clip to my son. And then you watch the clip. And then at the end, it says... It's coming out in 2025. Not only have they been teasing us for 12 years and everybody thought this was fake, this is never going to happen, and we are getting hyped and excited, not for a game, for a trailer.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm a little disappointed. I don't know, Darren, you got any thoughts on this? Or I still think it's a lie.
I was excited. Mm-hmm. But then I was not excited, if that makes sense, because how are you going to get me crazy? But let's be realistic. It's almost 2024.
Yeah.
Let's be realistic. Why would you tease us?
Yeah, yeah, for a whole year.
For 2025.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
it doesn't make no sense.
It doesn't. They've been teasing us for 12 years. I didn't think this thing would ever come out.
I don't even know. They're trying to get recognition now? I mean,
I don't know. It's kind of, I don't know. They're definitely marketing.
Yeah,
and
of course.
If they keep your eyes on it from now until it comes out, imagine.
You have clips. You have little trailers. That doesn't mean that the game is like
done. Sure, it doesn't mean that it's done.
It doesn't mean it's coming out for real. Like I said, it's been 12 years.
You worried that you're getting clips and it still don't even come out.
Correct. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Then, looking at the trailer, it looks like it's back in Miami. So just looking at it, I mean, I can't tell. I don't know, Darwin, if you looked at the trailer or not, but it looks like it's back in Miami, which is exciting.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes. Miami Beach, actually, Wynwood.
It's
in Wynwood. So, if you look at a trailer in there, it's funny. You see some girls bouncing their butts on top of the car. There's some other people doing some willies and stuff like that. And they're turning on a spot. I think it's a spot in Wynwood that they're turning into. Place looks so familiar, but I guess they did in Miami.
Yeah, I mean, but what is the state of gaming that we are getting excited for a trailer? Not a game, guys. A trailer.
Anticipation, bro. That's what it really is.
But this is the sad state of gaming, though, that we're getting excited for a trailer. Not a game, a trailer.
I mean, but
talking about practice.
They're going to have game. Justin's going to be hooked for a whole year waiting for it.
Oh, yeah.
He's got it on his calendar right now. Yeah,
Justin just skipped over 2024 and circled 2025.
He said the game comes out in November. I'm going to bother my dad in June.
Yeah, you know.
Make sure he is aware of the situation.
For sure. Yeah. Big shout out to Justin Simillion. What's up, player?
Justin.
What's going on? Angie, I see you too.
See you,
Princess Angie. What's good?
If you want to get rid of that car, let me know, Justin. I'm here
for you. That's hilarious. Yo, we got to bring that up next week. Raymond got some HOA complaints that we're gonna get the audience to help us answer
HOA.
This. Yeah, for sure. We will write that down for next week.
I hear you.
All right. So, Raymond, thank you so much. Let's give Raymond a little outro.
Check out the trailer.
Thank you so much, Raymond. We really appreciate your play.
Always here. You always got the best nuggets here, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't know about Raymond.
Raymond's Nuggets.
You know him now.
Just don't call him Ray Ray,
Just don't call him Ray Ray.
I hear you. What's going on, D-Hustle? Let me see. I got something on my computer here. Let me see if that comes through at all. We got some breaking news.
Holy.
D-Hustle with his intro music. Crap. What's going on, D?
Live in WPGNY.
Here
at the Tech Hustle. Anyway, did you hear about Spotify cutting 17% off of the latest round
of layoffs? This is something for our tech community. Keep your eyes open. Keep your ears to these streets. Loyalty to companies. You see where they at, because they cut people like it ain't nothing.
You don't know the CEO, his name is Daniel Ek. In case you didn't know, who was the staff of Spotify.
Unfortunate situation that are coming on. We want to send all our condolences out to the teams.
Right before the holiday.
Before the holidays.
It's cold. It's terrible.
He's trying to get his bonus. That's what it was.
He literally in the article is talking about that they want the numbers to look better.
What
better? Jeez. Like the end of the quarter numbers.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, they're trying to break some. I don't know, but.
Serious?
All right. You got something funny? I need to laugh a little bit. I'm sorry about all those that are dealing with this.
I just heard that did a phenomenal thing because what's her name again? Fucking Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift is the cause?
I guess she did phenomenal for Spotify. I guess that's why they started laying more. That's another reason why they started laying off more people.
What?
Really? What does she have to do with laying people off?
I don't know.
She's bringing more income in?
Bringing more income?
I don't know.
Yeah, I got a beef too with Spotify. Pay the artists a little bit more. Pay them a little bit more.
Facts.
I saw an article where the average Spotify employee makes $10,000 a month.
Great
and
way.
The artist has to stream so many millions of streams just to make like minimum wage. Yeah. So come on, Spotify here. Yeah. I mean, just from the research I've done, I've heard that Apple Music and YouTube Music pays double. Wow. Spotify pays the artist. So
if, hold on for a second.
Yep. So
give it to them again.
Apple Music and YouTube Music pays double what Spotify pays the artist. Do better, Spotify.
Yeah, that's for sure. Crazy. Good catch, D. I mean, Raymond. Appreciate that.
That is crazy.
So what else we got going on? I know that there's another situation you was telling me about earlier. Oh my God, bro.
All right, so let's check this out. There's a young lady. Matter of fact, special shout out to the lovely woman in Massachusetts by the name of Desiree Fortini Craft of High Park. Won the scratch off. You know what she did?
What she did when she won it?
She won millions of dollars in scratch off.
Uh-huh.
And then went and took a vacation.
Wow.
She stored the ticket in her wallet.
Uh-huh.
Went on vacation.
Wow.
Now, the vacation is, you think it's a regular vacation.
Uh-huh.
She was going to Aruba.
Whoa.
All right, let's be realistic here.
Okay.
All right.
But the situation that's hilarious here is that she didn't go cash the check.
No, she didn't cash it out. She said, I'm going on vacation first.
Uh-huh.
Right? I'm going to enjoy, celebrate with my husband or whoever she's with.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And came back and cashed out.
Yo. Wow. Yo, that
got to give her. 100. Give her.
Wow. That's boss moves right there.
But here's the thing.
Let's analyze it.
She won twice.
What?
This is her second time winning.
Wow. Yo, we need to go to the grocery store where she's getting a scratch off something.
That's too. Here it goes right here. Massachusetts lady won a second round lottery ticket. Desiree, right, did a grand prize of $25 million, according to Massachusetts state lottery news. She is a $1 billion extravaganza. Mm. So she spent $50.
Mm-hmm.
So $25 is her ticket.
Mm-hmm.
$25 last time. I don't know how much she won.
Mm.
And then this time she won 25.
25 mil.
Some people get all the luck.
Yeah, I mean, that's wild. But give her a big round of applause.
I need to know exactly, like you said, where is she cashing these tickets? Well, I need to get a ticket too.
But the biggest boss move for me is like, yo, imagine if you won the lotto, right? And you already got your trip booked, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you stressed out, hey, I paid for this trip, but you're excited about the trip and you go get your ticket and then you walk away and be like, you know what? I'm just still going to go enjoy myself. I'm not going to come back to this job after I'm done vacationing.
Yep.
I'm going to go cash this thing and we're going to be set. Like, that's a boss move right there.
That is a boss move.
Congratulations.
Congratulations to Desiree. Yeah. Just let me know where you get that so I can try and cash out too.
DL's was trying to catch one too. I feel you, Flair. I feel you.
But yeah, other than that, besides sports, a lot of upsets, a lot of happy games, a lot of crazy stuff. I want to go... Before I even get to a professional baseball, basketball, football, et cetera, et cetera. FSU.
Oh, yes. That.
Let's stop playing around. FSU is not...
Yeah.
Nobody's showing them love.
Wow. I see Raymond getting real quiet over there.
Undefeated.
I mean...
Quarterback did get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Raymond. But let me hear your dispute. I mean...
I'm not an FSU fan.
Well, I am.
I'll say that first, but I'm going to give the committee some bail here.
What?
They had a very difficult decision here.
Mm-hmm.
You have 5 power conferences, gentlemen.
Got it.
You only have 4 spots.
Got it.
So, in my opinion, I actually think Georgia got screwed.
You think so?
Yes. Nah. They went 29-1, Darwin.
Mm-hmm.
Back-to-back champions, and they get left out. I get it, you know. Yes, FSU went undefeated.
Yes.
But you threw that off the table so easily, bro.
Yes.
That's what I feel like the commission did. Like, you having a season of undefeated season in college football is something.
It is something big. And any conference.
Any conference.
Yes.
Any
conference. But, okay, you had 4 people who won the conferences, Darwin. You had Alabama. You had
Oregon. Alabama's always win.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
They could have at least
and
get
they beat
one
the
year.
They beat the national champs.
Mm.
So what were you going to do?
I mean, I'm not a Kane. I'm not a. Let me say that again. I'm not a FSU fan. I'm a Canes fan. Big shout out to the Canes. You already know the U's here representing. My niece, my niece is about to hold the flag up real soon. What up, Soraya?
I'm upset, but I still love.
I love her. She's about to go to the University of Miami. Hold it down.
It's crazy. Let me pause. Get back to you there. I'm an FSU fan, and my daughter's a Gators fan now.
Mm-hmm. No, she's a Canes fan.
She's a Canes fan.
There you go.
She's a Canes fan.
Because I can't stand Gators.
I will have to represent the U.
Mm-hmm.
Due to my daughter wise.
Yeah.
Shout out divided. To Soraya.
House divided.
For sure.
What's your take on this, Dawn?
You know what?
I can't. What I want to say, I can't say it on the
This is a family environment.
We're going to have to make it explicit. Yeah, if we have
I don't
want to
say it. Family show. But yeah, man, it's tough to see that. As far as an FSU fan, I would love, I mean, don't get us wrong, there's a lot of undefeated teams there.
Mm.
It looks good. To get screwed out, I would just basically, I don't know, I would put undefeated team who's trying to get in play
for
to,
sure
to win the spot.
Yeah.
Okay. So you would have put all four.
I'll put all four
undefeated.
Undefeated to see who takes that one spot.
Yeah.
If it makes sense.
Okay. So you would have left the Alabama out then, you're saying.
Well, if they were on top.
Huh? They had one loss.
Then they should be out.
Why not?
But they won the SEC championship.
I got to do Wellington.
You got a loss, kid.
That's the best conference in college football.
We're talking about undefeated right now.
I mean, that's the thing, that the title
they
of
beat
undefeated.
The champs.
Yeah, I understand.
I get it.
Yeah, a lot of people beat the champs these days. Look at freaking Kansas City.
Back-to-back champs. Not just the champs. They back-to-back. They won.
But they had one loss, bro. In my opinion, I want to see teams that have a record that reflects.
What about the fact that FSU did not have their best player? He was hurt.
This is the other thing. I mean, but that's the thing. That one player doesn't make a whole team for me. Like, I don't care how great you are.
That's the most important player on the position. I'll be coming on the team.
He was a quarterback, right?
Yes, he's the best player.
But who wins championships?
You got to have a good quarterback.
Who wins championships?
The team, but.
Who wins championships? Defense wins championships. The team, not just an individual. I get it.
And the other thing, too, what the committee said is they felt that FSU would not win.
You can't. You see, this is the thing. When you're in a dogfight, you don't know who's going to come out of it. Just because I perform like this or this conference, I'm in a dog fight. These boys are from Florida. They play different.
Third string quarterback, Bobby.
They're in a dog fight, bro.
It happens. It happens in the NFL, too.
It does, but, I mean, they just didn't want what happened last year. Remember TCU? Got blown out. They were like, we don't want
this
again.
So now we're making decisions on ratings and unexpected or unknown outcomes because they don't know what the outcome is.
That's
especially
true.
FSU competing for a championship. They haven't been at that table in a minute.
Yeah, it's a big
Bobby.
Program. You are correct. I feel
since
bad
Bobby
for
Knight.
Huh?
I think since Bobby.
Yeah, since Bobby,
I feel bad. I feel bad for the kids, yeah. Well, you know, aren't they changing it next year to 12 teams next year?
Yeah.
I don't even know. They change some shit every single year. Yeah.
Sorry for all the FSU fans. I know Mel is out there. What up, Mel? The Dixon family. What's good with y'all?
But
you win some, you lose some. Go out there and perform and hold it down. Make them wish they made the wrong decision. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So what's up? What else we got in the news today, player?
NFL. Anybody seen the game last night between the Bills? I mean, I'm sorry, Cincinnati and Trey.
No, I didn't catch it last night.
The Jaguars.
No. No, I didn't.
Yeah.
You caught it? It was a good game?
Yeah.
It was a good game.
Yes.
I was in the bakery.
I was in fantasy, and I needed Jamal Chase to blow up.
Oh.
So he did his job. He did his job. I turned off the game at the beginning of the fourth quarter. I was like, yo, this shit is getting intense. This is crazy. Jamal's not giving me my points. And I was like, damn. I go to sleep. I come back awake with it. I'm winning in every fantasy. I said, well, what just happened?
Well, what
Jamal
happened?
Is giving me 25 plus.
Wow. In the fourth quarter, he killed it, huh?
I'm talking about crazy shit. But it was a good game, man. That's a good game.
I'm very happy. I wanted the Jaguars to lose. Now the Dolphins are at the top of the AFC.
Yo, the Dolphins are looking really good, player. I mean, I don't know if you've seen it, but what I see, they're definitely giving a run for it.
I got another question for you and Darwin.
What's up?
Regarding the Dolphins and NFL MVP.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you guys a question.
Okay.
A non-quarterback has not won the MVP since, I don't know, like Adrian Peterson or whatever. Tyreek Hill, the cheetah, is on pace to do first time in history 2,000 yards. If he gets 2,000 yards, which has never been done, you guys think he should be MVP? Because they've never given it. It's always a quarterback, but this is going to be something. He's on pace. This has never been done before. I mean, just wanted to get your feedback on that.
I mean, you know I'm a Dolphins fan, so you know I'm supporting all endeavors and everything Dolphins. Cheetah is one of those that when we got him on the roster, we knew what we got. I mean, he was at KC, Kansas City, right? Running like crazy over there.
Yep.
And all you got to do is put the ball up in the air and this cat can find it. There was one catch that he did this turnaround look like he lost the ball, found it, and made a touchdown. Does he deserve it? Hell yeah. Especially if you're breaking a record like that.
Will they give it to him though? I think they will.
Now you're talking politics stuff.
Yes.
Right?
Durham, what do you think?
Well, who's in the roundup for quarterback? besides Patrick.
who's in the run?
As in what, for MVP?
Yeah.
I think the only... Let me answer your question. The only way Tyreek would get that award, listen to me very carefully, if they win in the championship.
So if the Dolphins win...
Given before that, though, isn't it? The MVP is given before that.
They already have their selection of who is going to be the candidate. And at the end of the day, if he in the wild card or playoff, if they lose, they will not give it to him. Let's be realistic. You have to make it to the championship. And then there, they're going to be like, okay, you know what? Yes, we're going to give it to Tyreek. He did this, he did that. But let's say they get knocked down in the second round.
Yeah, yeah.
That conversation is completely gone.
I think that should be separate. MVP and the regular season, that should be separate. That's just my opinion.
So what do you think, Raymond? I think
something has never been done before. Uh-huh. You should be the MVP.
For sure.
Yeah.
Especially at that performance
2,000 yards. It's never been done.
Yeah.
Period.
No, you're right. You're right. Yeah. Shout out to Tyreek over there.
Big shout out to Cheetah. Thank you for coming down south.
Yeah. Thank you, Casey.
thank you, Casey. thank you for finding your way down south, player. All right. So that's NFL. Sounds like Darwin's fantasy. How about your fantasy, Raymond? How's your fantasy? You stopped mentioning it after last week, bro.
I'm done. My 8-game losing streak, so...
Yeah. Eight losing games.
That's tough.
Yeah, that's why he hasn't mentioned it yet.
I understand.
Yeah, I understand.
I'd be upset too.
Yeah.
I'd be upset too. Last thing, but before we get into sponsoring, in tournament garbage basketball is almost done, thank God. Because I couldn't fucking see.
Wow.
I don't know if you see the in tournament how that is. So you have these certain teams that are in tournament to play basketball, but do you see how they dress the court? Completely. Like you can't even see the court. There's so much crap going on.
Oh, you mean the colors?
The colors, yes.
Well, what the heck is that? I seen them playing on like an orange basketball, a blue basketball court. Is that like the new?
That's to let you know who's in tournament and who's not in tournament.
Interesting.
Oh, okay. So that you know which play or which
teams are in.
I don't get that because I almost seized up when I saw it. Like literally, my eyes just couldn't even take the color scheme.
Who's leading the tournament, Darwin?
If I'm not mistaken, I think is... Oh, shit. I don't even know to tell you the truth.
And does this count as your regular season or is it
just
separate?
Regular season.
No,
regular
like... Season. Okay.
It's just regular seasons for everybody to go see the games and stuff like that.
Okay.
And then there is... I don't know, man. It's weird. It's the first time. I guess they want people, like I said before, they just want people.
Oh, here goes the bracket. I just pulled it up right here.
Yeah, but let me show you this here real quick.
That basketball court.
The basketball court, how it looks. So everybody can look at
it. So tell me a little bit how this tournament works, Raymond.
It's basically an in-season tournament. Like Darwin said, they're just trying to get viewers to pay attention to basketball throughout the whole year. Because normally, basketball fans, we don't care about basketball until after the Super Bowl.
For sure.
With this tournament, it keeps your eyes on the season all year. So this is what the NFL is trying to copy off of soccer, where soccer does these tournaments. These little end season things. So this is kind of what it is. So that's kind of what I know about it. So
the one you're looking at right now, that is Denver Nuggets in there. But if you go back one page,
I got you.
Go back, go see right on the OKC, right under it, right there. Look at the court.
Yeah,
I can't see nothing.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then they try to put the players almost with the same color. I'm like, bro, like seriously,
you can't even catch the game.
I'm gonna give the NBA a pass. They're trying something. Also, the All Star Game, Darwin, is going back to West and East.
No way.
Yes, finally got rid of that garbage with the So give them a chance. I'm giving them a chance. One last little NBA nugget. Did you guys see that? Sorry, I'm completely butchering this coach's name. Ame Udoke, the Houston coach. Did you see that?
Incident he had with the Lakers?
With the LeBron? Did you guys see that?
Yeah, I seen it.
What's your take on that?
Me?
Yeah.
Hey, you're a soft-ass bitch.
We know how Darwin feels.
Yeah.
You tell me before I get into it, because I can go into more in depth with it.
But. I mean, why is a coach getting into it with a player telling him to stop acting like a, bitch? I mean, I think that's a little bit uncalled for. That's me, but you know, I'm a Lakers fan. I'm a LeBron fan, but
that makes a lot of sense now.
I mean, there's no bias, right? No, but I mean, come on. Why? I mean, and all LeBron said is, "Don't use that language." Mm-hmm. That's all LeBron said to him. He said to LeBron, "Stop acting like a bitch," and LeBron said, "Don't use that language," and rightfully so, he got ejected. Come on,
Got ejected.
No, the coach got ejected.
Just the coach.
LeBron got ejected.
No, no.
Yeah, it looks like it's just ejected after jaw dropping situation. That's what it says.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, but the coaches are just as much into the game too. I mean, it's not like they're not like really into it. So you know their emotions are in it and stuff like that.
Why would a coach tell, AKA the king, to start acting like a soft ass bitch?
Okay, I mean,
let's be realistic here.
You can go about it a different way.
see, Darwin's trying to rehash something now. You see, I didn't catch it.
The word bitch to a grown man, that's kind of like, you know,
facts.
That's disrespectful.
I hear you. You're 110% correct. But again, why would a coach tell him is he almost done? Is that what it means?
Does that mean that he's
not able to do it.
Dom's reading way too much into it, bro.
I like this rivalry going forward, so yeah.
No, I was hoping you was going to mention something about MJ real quick.
Yeah, because
MJ would have never complained about that. Yeah. MJ would have scored 40 and licked in your face. Yeah. Let's be realistic. And then he'll come back to you and say, "Don't ever talk to me like that again."
Yeah. I mean, plus this type of thing is like, unfortunately, you can't do anything nowadays and not get caught and/or like those kind of conversations happen all the time on the court.
Everything's a fine.
Players talking to each other, talking ish on the football field. You can just imagine the type of conversation.
Everything is a fine.
Yeah. So he just got caught up. His emotions got over up. He's definitely going to pay a fine for it. And we'll hear in other people's podcasts them talking about it for a few moons now. So, wow. But y'all little thing y'all got going on, I can't wait. I can't wait.
I'm ready right now. You ready right now?
No. I need a rain check.
Raymond don't want the fire alarm.
Oh, shit. I hear you.
All right.
Yeah, other than that, I agree. He shouldn't have said that, to tell you the truth. He should have came a little bit better, more professional, but again, why is a grown ass man calling somebody else something?
Hey. That's all I'm saying. You know, show respect where, you know, you get respect when you show respect. So
I hear you. But other than that, ladies and gentlemen, special shout out to Marvelous Creations. That's one of our sponsors. She is having a nice, beautiful cake show. If you guys want to go see her in Meisner Park Amphitheater over there in Boca Raton. It's called the Boca Holiday Festival. It is on December 9th and the 10th. Tickets is $15.
$15.
$15. And if you act right, you might see us there.
For sure. The Tech House is going to be in the house. Big shout outs. Big shout outs to me.
Special shout out. Yeah. So, special out Marvelous Creations. Go over there, taste out. There's going to be other vendors there too. If you guys don't have time, just go out and show some love and support.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. The Tech Hustle will be on the scene. And big shout outs again to Marvelous Creation. And you know, Marvelous Creation has been one of our main sponsors since day one. Yeah.
Shout out again, Marvelous Marlene. We're here. Get your orders in.
All right, y'all. I think we're coming to the closing part of our show here. Cue the music up a little bit. Let me see if I can get my mind in the right frequency here. Big shout outs to everybody. D Hustle, hold it down. As always, my man. Raymond, don't call him Ray Ray. See, what up, player?
Always dropping those nuggets.
We appreciate those nuggets for you, my man.
Let me know he's a Lakers fan. Dolphins fan.
And if y'all waiting to see how this is going to turn out, Jordan against LeBron, that's D Hustle against Raymond, don't call him Ray Ray. Tune in because we got it coming up. It's locked in. We'll get it all cleared up. But much love to everybody. We really appreciate you. I want to put in a few plugs real quick. We mentioned earlier that we are on all podcast platforms. On podcasts, on Apple, on Spotify, on Google, on any of those platforms, we can be found there. Just look up the Tech Hustle. We already got a few episodes out there, and we're definitely going to be holding it down. Another big plug is our YouTube channel. So we'll be posting on YouTube every episode. So come and check us out, subscribe, and get connected because we're building a community and we really, really want to see y'all there for sure. And then the last community plug. The last big community plug is we are on Discord. We're actually on Discord all the time. We hold it down on Discord. It's where our community hangs out. And if you want to follow along while we record this podcast, every, what, Tuesday?
Yeah.
10:30 a.m.
sharp.
We're hanging out here in Discord, hosting a podcast. Come and check us out and definitely get connected. All right, you all. So this is wrapping us up for episode 4. No, I got to say it right. Darwin said you got to say it right.
Say it right.
Season number 2, episode 4.
And more to come.
No doubt. It's the Tech Hustle. Holla at your boy. It's Bobby D.